Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, hi. My national radio show airs on over 500 radio stations in total. Okay, maybe you still listen to it, but something changed, you moved, you got busy, whatever. That's why I want to remind you why it's the best show out there. It's the biggest show. So I'm going to let you listen to a recent show. Now, the Kim Komando Show is not Kim Komando today. It's just me and callers and tech news and tips. You're just going to love it. Now, if you like what you hear, you can get the Kim Komando Show on your local radio station or get the Kim Komando Show as a commercial-free podcast. Yes, I said a commercial-free podcast in two places. One, if you're on Team Apple, subscribe to the Kim Komando Show on Apple Podcasts. Team Android, you can listen to the show as part of your Komando community membership. You can sign up now at community.komando.com. That's community.komando.com. Okay, enjoy the show. I always like to kick things off with something fun and interesting, and this happened in Naples, Florida. Could you imagine? You're just sitting there at home with your kids, and something crashes through the roof, through the second floor, through the first floor. It's a piece of space junk, weighed 2 pounds. It's believed to be some old batteries. Yes, I said old batteries that the International Space Station just threw away about 3 years ago, hoping that they would just burn up when they were coming back to Earth. So think about this one. There are over 25,000 pieces of space junk floating around Earth right now. That's a lot of stuff. Speaking of, did you hear about the film that they're making where Dallas gets destroyed by space junk? Yes, it's a film where Dallas gets destroyed by space junk. You know what they're calling it? Debris Does Dallas. Oh, yes, that was a great one. Hey, listen, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing now is a tech thing. I'm, of course, Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you have tapped into the best show, the biggest show, the most trusted show, the award-winning show about all things digital. And you can find us on over 420 top stations just across the United States. And you can find us as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, inside the Komando community, or if you're on Apple, go ahead and search for Kim Komando Show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and again, inside the Komando community. And a big hello and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea get the Kim Komando Show. I just love that. All right. Every single day, I go to at least 35 different websites to make sure that you and I are both up to date on what's going on in the techverse. And here are the top five things you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And this Monday, yes, it's going to happen. The total eclipse is going to pass all over America from Uvalde, Texas, all the way to Houghton, Maine. It's going to be a gorgeous sight for sure. But here's what's happening on social media. All the conspiracy theorists are out. And a lot of them are Gen Zers. They've never really witnessed a solar eclipse, and they didn't really care about it in 2017. So here's an end of the world sample. Cell phones are going to be down forever throughout maybe the whole week, and the power is going to go out. Okay, it's not going to really happen. Okay, another one is that the eclipse is going to darken the entire Earth for 5 days. Ooh, no. How about God's wrath theory? God is judging us. The proof is that the eclipse passes through 8 cities named Nineveh, an Old Testament city that God judged. Doesn't actually goes through 2. Finally, stock up on water, survival food, cash. It's okay if you want to, but you don't need it for the eclipse. Okay, but here's the deal. No matter where you are in the United States, head to science.nasa.gov. That's science.nasa.gov. And they have this beautiful eclipse map, and you can see how it's going to affect you. It's really going to be seen all throughout the country. I mean, 49% as far as coverage in the state of California, 84% of the eclipse is going to be seen in Atlanta. So you still need to have your glasses. Now, fake solar proof glasses are for sale online. Get the wrong ones, you're going to damage your eyeballs. So look for ISO 12312-2. That's 12312-2. You want those on the frames. All right, moving on to number 2, TikTok is defending itself. And they're saying, like, we don't really collect that much information off of our users. And so I don't know why everybody's so upset. Okay. Here's a list of everything that TikTok, the Communist China app, is getting from us. Every message that you sent or received, who you sent it to. Your browsing habits, what you buy, the files that you download, the nuances of your keystrokes, the backdrop of your videos, points of interest around you, biometric data, faces, expressions, every text, every tap, every location, all handed over to the Chinese government. So how do you feel about TikTok right now? Okay, it's still your call. If you still want to use TikTok knowing that they're getting a copy of every single thing that you do on your phone, my advice is just use a burner phone. Moving on to number three, wow, put the phone away. Over 60% of folks admit to using their phones in their cars. 24% say they are actually using Instagram and scrolling while they're driving. Oh, that's pretty scary. New report from the Governor's Highway Safety Administration and Cambridge Mobile Telematics. Ooh. They took a look at cell phone data of drivers in four states that have gone hands-free: Alabama, Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. Now, in these states, you cannot touch your phone at all. No changing music, directions, making calls, texting, nothing. If you do get caught, you have to pay a big fine. But listen to this. In Ohio, since they put their foot down for a hands-free law about a year ago, they've managed to avoid over 3,000 accidents, prevented injuries for 1,700 people, and saved 14 lives going hands-free. Moving on to number four, this is really interesting. An Army vet was busted for lying about his disabilities to snag benefits, but the real shocker is how they caught him. After receiving a tip that Bruce Hay was not really disabled, Kansas cops filmed his front porch for 68 days, 15 hours a day. They didn't need a warrant. What? Yes, they put a camera on a pole across the street from his house, and then there they saw, like, what he was doing, going in and out of the house, who was coming, who was going. They learned a lot about Mr. Hay's activities and associations. So the question is watching someone's house like this against the Fourth Amendment, which obviously protects against unreasonable searches? Now, the courts have decided that since the cameras are pretty much everywhere these days, there is not an expectation of privacy in the front of your house anymore. Wow. And finally, this coming in at number five, it's a new kind of circus act. Forget the lions and tigers and bears and elephants. No, today's circuses don't have animals. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus closed its doors in 2017. We all remember because, oh my gosh, it was just horrible how they were treating animals. Over 150 violations. So they're rolling out the red carpet. They're coming back in business with Bailey, the robotic dog. This little dog can roll and leap and dance wirelessly. You can actually buy one of these yourself. It's the Unitree Robotics Go One model, about $2,700. It has a 45-minute battery life. So the worst thing that the circus can do is forget to charge it, right? Oh, how about a bad joke? You ready? How do you kill a circus? How do you kill a circus? Anyone? Anyone? Go for the juggler. Oh, yeah, that was great. All right, still to come, we have some great tips. Oh my gosh, how to opt out of unsolicited credit cards. Is the Wi-Fi safe on airplanes? And also we've got some ways to catch creepy Airbnb hosts. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls. And you have me, Kim Komando. Hey, I just want to give you $500. I'm going to give you a $500 Amazon gift card, but you have to enter to win it. How? Go to winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. All right, we're going to talk about how you can get Amazon Prime movie tickets for free. But how about first we get started with Elaine in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Elaine.
Well, I was a very foolish person, and I ended up getting scammed. And basically, my question for you, after I've settled down, I was going through websites looking for FBI somewhere to report what had happened to me. And I kept seeing these websites about people being able to get your money back for you. And so I was wondering, I needed to ask the digital goddess if any of these are legit.
Well, how did you get scammed?
Well, I was on one of my genealogy websites, and all of a sudden this thing jumped out, and for some reason I had my volume up, and it started yelling at me and flashing at me, and I'm going, ugh, and I panicked.
Okay.
And stupid thing number one, it had a phone number for Microsoft Shield.
Okay.
And I tried clicking, closing things, and it was telling me, don't shut down your computer, blah, blah, blah. Stupid me, I called the phone number. And so this fellow on the other end, he said, okay, the first thing I asked him, how much is this going to cost me? Oh, nothing, this is free. It's Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he had me run some scans. I typed in everything. He did not have, you know, wasn't doing anything in my computer. So I was typing in all this stuff. And it came up that I had been infected by Tiny Bank Trojan. And he showed me a Wikipedia article about what Tiny Bank Trojan was. And so then he said, on a secure line, I'm going to contact you, you know, because I do two credit cards in my bank on my computer. And so we needed to contact all three of them to let them know what's going on and stop them. So the first thing we did was go to my credit union, and he said, we're going to do this on a secure line on a different number.
Was this all by phone only, or is it
yes,
video
ma'am.
Too? Okay. All right. All
yes,
right. So
ma'am.
He's
no.
Okay.
Just phone.
Okay.
So he comes on and says he's from my credit union, and his name is Alex, and blah, blah, blah. We're going through all this stuff. And he comes back and he said, there are two charges pending against my savings account. One of them was a $500 one for Amazon. The other one was $21,000 something from Pornhub. And I'm going, okay. And I said, no, I did not do those.
Okay.
And so he goes back and like he's talking to somebody, and he comes back, we can get rid of the Amazon one, but the other one was pre-approved. And I said, what do you mean it was pre-approved? And he said, we called your phone number and the person on the other end line said it was okay to do that. And I said, I didn't do that. Did not do that. And my word of advice to anybody is, first of all, don't panic. Take a deep breath and turn your computer off.
Right.
That's my advice. Anyway, so then he says, the only way we can get rid of it is to create a insufficient funds scenario in my account. So that charge would bounce and then it would be gone. And then you just, and so, every time I tell this story, I get sicker and sicker to my stomach because I was so damn stupid. Excuse me. Anyway, so he had me, we went out and we withdrew $20,000 out of, I had two savings accounts. So we took money out of both of those savings accounts, had to go to two different little branches to get all of it. And then they send me to this ATM machine, which I now realize what I ended up buying was Bitcoin. And as I'm driving back home from Corpus Christi, back to my home, and I just started sinking, and I knew I'd been had before I even got home. How stupid it was.
Wow.
Ugh.
So all like total, how much were you scammed out of? Like what, 20, 21 grand?
20,000. Yep. Anyway, and like I said, and here's the kicker to it. My son's in IT, and I got chewed real bad from him, you know, about, I know better than that, blah, blah, blah. How'd you do that? Anyway, but he's, and then after that, he's been sympathetic. But,
well, oh, you know what? Don't beat yourself up too much. You know, you got scammed. You fell for it. You panicked. You thought you were doing the right thing. And you just have to move on. I mean,
right.
You know, you can continue to berate yourself, or you can empower yourself, which is what you just did by telling that story, because who knows how many people you just helped who may fall for the same thing, but then they're going to say, you know what? I heard Elaine talking about this on the Kim Komando show. Sounds just like what she went through. I'm going to turn my computer off. So now you become an advocate.
Okay. Right.
What I don't want you to do is fall for the scam recovery scams.
I got that phone call when I was at the bank the next morning to change my accounts. They told me they would call me back at 9:30 in the morning, and sure enough, they did. And by that time, I was livid. And I got when he called me, he said, are you at home? And I said, no, I'm at the bank getting new accounts, and I hope your grandmother's proud of you, what you scammed an old lady, and hung up on him. I was so mad. Then the next day, I got another phone call telling me that they were the Bitcoin support something or other, and they were going to help me get my money back. And man, did I give that guy an earful. so angry.
Well, you know, did you file a complaint with the FBI?
Now that's another story. Not directly. I started to in the office in Corpus Christi. I couldn't get into the office unless I had an appointment. And the two websites they have you go to fill out forms about your scam, neither one of the forms fit the scenario of what happened to me. None of it fit.
Okay, well,
so I ended up going to the Corpus Christi Police Department and filed a report there. And good. They told me to file a report with the Federal Trade Commission, which I did.
Okay, and then I would also go back to that bank and I'd say, how come you let me do this? How come? These are all the red flags. Have I ever withdrew $20,000 at once in the history of my account with you? Have I ever done this? You need to fight with the bank to get your money back too. They should be protecting you. You are their customer. You are their customer. And make sure that you do file that complaint with the FTC. I'd be a little bit angry at the FBI. I'd try to do that one more time. And make sure that you write all this out as a scenario. Because if you have it all written out now while it's fresh in your mind, is that when it comes time to share your story with everybody else, you can just say, yep, here's the Word doc. Go ahead, read it for yourself. But don't fall for any scam recovery scams. Anybody who says that they can get the money back, they cannot get the money back. They're going to steal from you again and again and again and again. If you do see something because your son's in IT, make sure that you run this by him as well. He's a smart guy. Okay. And he's not going to, you go to him for help now. He's not going to berate you. He's going to say, you know what, Mom, thanks for letting me try to help you. Elaine, I'm so sorry. Everybody else who's listening, learn from this, please. You know, you got to be brave to make that phone call. You really, really do. All right. Here's what I want you to do. Go to primepremiere.amazon.com, primepremiere.amazon.com, because there you're going to see a list of movie screenings near you, and then you can reserve tickets. That's right. You can see movies for free. Oh, my gosh. And check the site a week ahead and grab up to two tickets for a 7 p.m. showing. They say you want to arrive by 6:15 p.m. because what? You get complimentary popcorn and a drink. Oh, here's a Prime Amazon membership that you didn't know about, I bet. Once again, it's primepremiere.amazon.com, primepremiere.amazon.com. All right, still to come. Oh, you're in a real treat. I have a great little snippet to play you from an interview this past week that I did with Guy Kawasaki. And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, what we're talking about is the Wi-Fi safe on the airplanes, you know, really good to use. Ways to catch some creepy Airbnb and Vrbo hosts. And before we get to all of that, have you ever found yourself just overflowing in your mailbox by saying like, oh, I'm so tired of these unsolicited credit card offers. How do I make it stop? There's something called opt-out pre-screen, okay? It's a tool developed by credit bureaus. So what you do is you go to optoutprescreen.com. Once again, optoutprescreen.com. Then you can say, you know what? Take me off the list. I don't want to be on this list anymore. All right. The other day, I had such a great time during Kim Komando Today. That's our podcast that we do video as well as audio on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. You can watch the show and get the show audio wherever you want. And but really, Facebook.com/Kim Komando, YouTube.com/Kim Komando, X.com, you know, wherever, Rumble.com/Kim Komando. But anyway, this past week, Guy Kawasaki came on board because he and I actually know each other. Yeah, so I like to say I know Kai Kawasaki. He's got a brand new book out called Think Remarkable, and he does a podcast called Remarkable People. So he combined all this information that he got from people about being remarkable, and I happened to be on his podcast, I don't know, probably like 9 months or so ago, about, you know, everything that we've done here on the show. And he's got a philosophy about how you become remarkable, that there are three things, okay, that you have grit, that you have growth, and you have grace. Here, take just a listen, just a snippet of the interview.
So bring us back into your Mac days. What was that like working with Steve Jobs?
It was an amazing time. And, you know, all the movies, all the books, everything you've ever heard, seen, read, they're all true. He was a very difficult person to work for. You know, I was afraid that he would humiliate me in public. And contrary to every theory of HR where you meet with your employees, you develop mutually acceptable goals and you focus on the positive and, you know, all the positivity and all that. He did none of that. He just scared the crap out of me. And I did some of my best work being scared. So contrary to every theory you have about positivity, you know, sometimes fear works.
So there was no positive sandwich where, like, Steve Jobs would say, you know what, guy, I'm so happy that you're here and you're bringing your talents to Apple. And, you know, it's just amazing what you do every single day. Now, what you did right here just totally sucks, but I have the confidence that you have the skill and the wherewithal and the motivation to bring this to the next level.
And then right after that, this pallet of lead fell from space and hit the guy in the head. I mean, it was, yeah, I'll tell you a true story. So the reason I got my job in the Macintosh division was nepotism. So my college classmate and friend hired me. I didn't have the right background in work or academics. So after I interview with Steve, my friend goes to Steve and says, you know, so what did you think of Guy? And Steve says to him, well, I guess he's okay, but if he screws up, I'm going to fire you too. So that was my ringing endorsement. That was my onboarding at Apple. I'm going to fire your friend if you screw up too.
Well, you know, there was a, you write in the book about Apple's Think Different campaign.
Yes.
Tell us that story.
Okay. This is a very expensive story. So I hope you appreciate it. So, in 1997, Apple had the Think Different advertising campaign. This is the one that featured Albert Einstein and, let's see, Amelia Earhart, Richard Branson, Nelson Mandela, Einstein. And the thinking was, you know, and it's still true, apparently, with your guests, that if you use a Macintosh, you had to think different like these innovators and visionaries, because back then everybody was going to be using Windows. So if you thought different like Einstein and Picasso and Richard Branson, then you thought different and you used a Macintosh. So anyway, Lee Clow from Shia Day introduces these video ads to the marketing team. And at the end, he says to Steve, I have two copies of the videotape. I'll give one to you and I'll give one to Guy. And Steve says, don't give one to Guy. And so I said, what's the matter, Steve? Don't you trust me? And Steve says, Guy, yes, I do not trust you. So now, this is one of those man or mouse moments in your life, right? This is one of those moments when you look back and you say, why was I such a chicken? Why did I not stand up to him? And I was not going to let that happen to me. So as soon as he said, yeah, I don't trust you, I said, yes, Steve, it's okay. I don't trust you either. So I figured that cost me about $100 million in stock options. But now I get to tell that story on Kim Komando. I mean, that's worth it.
Yeah, well, you know, we do have all those moments. Mm-hmm. I mean, where you sit there and you're like, okay, do I really say what I feel or do I just kind of suck it up, buttercup, right?
Now, you definitely want to get the entire interview, okay? And we actually went really long on the podcast with him because we had so much to talk about, okay? And what's going on with Jane Goodall and other remarkable people that he met. So again, to get the audio podcast, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Kim Komando Today. It's not the Kim Komando Show. It's Kim Komando Today. You may remember Andrew Babinski. He was our call screener for so many years. He's my co-host on there. And Ali Seligman comes on from time to time. So you definitely don't want to miss those days. So it's wherever you get your podcast audio, search for Kim Komando Today. And for the video feed, it's really just the easiest place to go is on YouTube. It's youtube.com/Kim Komando. Once again, youtube.com/Kim Komando. But you can find it on Rumble and Facebook, too. All right. Let's go back to all of your great phone calls right now. Jillian in Bangor, Maine.
I run a very small restaurant, work off of Route 1. So you've got to go out of the way.
Okay.
I'm going into my fourth season because it's Maine and generally restaurants are seasonal. And when I went to reopen last June for the season, I noticed that Facebook and Instagram had taken away my location tag. So I filled out help tickets, said, please, you know, people can't tag me. And also they can't find me unless they have a history of liking my business and being, you know, having me in their queue or whatever. So it's been a big challenge because social media is, and word of mouth are my primary sure. forms of advertisement. No response from Facebook, go figure. No response from Meta. I'm just stuck in this. You can't get a person. So I don't really know what to do, but it's definitely, it's hurting my business because people come and they'll find us. They'll find us on Google if they're searching for restaurants near me. Wow. So,
and Meta is not doing anything, which is so typical. It's so frustrating that we have this major billion-dollar corporation, but they have no customer service. It's like, okay, thanks. You know, imagine for just a second, Jillian, if that you weren't able to call United Airlines. Okay? It's like, oh, okay. I guess everything's just fine with my flight and you canceled it and there's nothing I can do. I just have to like sit on the sidelines. We would be so ticked off. But for some reason, we get to tech companies. We think it's fine. Have you tried DMing them on social? I'm talking about like going to their X account, looking at their Instagram account, and then making a public plea to say, hey, listen, here's what's the problem is I need help right now. And so at this point, you have to get super aggressive. Okay. Because this is your livelihood and congratulations, because running a restaurant is not easy. And we do want to have check-ins. We do want to have mentions and we want to use hashtags because we want to have geotags so that this way, as you said on social, that people can go ahead and find you readily. What I would do at this point is I would go onto X, find the Meta, Facebook, Instagram accounts, anyone that I could find, and state my case and say, this is my problem. What can we do to fix this? I'm not getting any help and I need help now in order to fix this. Okay. The next thing I would do after I do all that is that I would try to, I have a phone number I can give you for Meta, and we have the phone number on our website as well. So if you search for Meta phone number at commando.com, we have the phone numbers, for example, like Amazon and Microsoft and all these other companies that you can't find a phone number for, but there's no guarantee that that's going to get you to somebody who can help. I mean, it's basically just their corporate number. And that's why it might be good if you could actually find somebody who's in charge of small business at Meta. And the way that you do that is you just do a search for like press release and Meta and small business. And inside there, they normally have like a happy quote. And then once you have that person's name, you can call and ask for them. Then the other thing you can do is that you get onto LinkedIn and you find this person on LinkedIn. And then you get a certain number of free passes for you to contact somebody who you don't know on LinkedIn. And then after that, they want you to pay. And then I would drop them a note. I would go full aggressive. Anybody who I can find, help me fix this problem. I would just get, like I said, full blown. This is my problem. I need your help now. What can you do to fix this? And sometimes you just gotta be super demanding. That's it. Jillian, armed with all this, if this does not work, I want you to call me back and let me see what I can do. I'm not sure if I can do anything because let me tell you, I've tried to find somebody at Meta myself and they're like, there's nobody home. Nobody. And Mark Zuckerberg, he's building a bunker in Kauai. Okay. And surfing. So frustrating. Thanks for your call today, Jillian. Isn't it crazy how big tech can just totally control your livelihood? That's why, you know, I've never been a big fan about saying, join me on Facebook, join me on Facebook, join me on Facebook. Because when you do that as a business, you are giving up your customers. Ah, crazy stuff. All right. So we are flying back from Japan and Barry looks over at me and goes, do you think it's safe for me to use the airplane's Wi-Fi so that this way I can check our Morgan Stanley accounts? I'm like, I wouldn't do that. I think that's a really bad idea. Okay, so as you are flying the highways and byways, I mean, if you just want to send or receive email, browse the web, social media, I think that's perfectly safe, but no financial transactions. And I know you might be thinking like, oh, I'm just going to use a VPN. Well, VPNs are more likely to drop off in flight, and that leaves you unprotected and out in the open. It's not the VPN's fault, by the way. It's the fault of the airline and the Wi-Fi that still needs some major improvements. So if you're going to be using the Wi-Fi on the plane, make sure you're updated with the latest antivirus software, because hackers on the plane can scan your computer, steal your passwords, and your safest in-flight activity is old school. Order a drink, read a magazine. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as a great tip about Airbnb hosts and how you can catch those creepy cameras here on The Kim Komando Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anthony, glad to have you on board with us.
My question is regarding the AirTag. Do you need a special app on your iPhone to access this?
Well, what do you want to put a tag on?
You were mentioning like you could put it in your car, a suitcase,
sure,
whatever.
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even have one on my golden retriever.
Yeah.
To me,
a lot of times I say, well, I'm going to leave my car and I'm going to go to Walmart or whatever, and I'm going to remember where it is, and I don't. And I said, with an AirTag, it would probably be a good idea just to find out, where's my car?
Exactly. Well, here's the deal. You have what you need on your iPhone to track AirTags. Your device on your iPhone needs to be running iOS 14.5 or later.
Okay.
You can also do it on your iPad and on your Mac. And then what you do is you turn on Bluetooth and location services. And you're going to have the app already built in under Find My. So instead of just having Find My friends, you'll have Find My devices, Find My items. And then, of course, you're going to put this under your items. And so when you go into Walmart and you don't know where your car is, and then you can just come out and say, find my car. And then we'll say, Anthony, beep, beep, beep. Walk this way. And then it's actually really cool because it will say you're 15 feet away, you're 10 feet away. And then it gives you an arrow which way to go. And you're going to be like.
Is there a maximum distance that they can, figure out where you're at?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Because what it does is it uses other eye devices in order to figure out where that tag is.
Uh-huh.
And so, for example, I have some cars in storage and I put AirTags in the glove box. And so even though those cars are in a storage in Scottsdale, Arizona, I can see exactly where that car is. I also have one in my son's car. Like I mentioned, I have them on my bike. I have them pretty much on everything that my husband owns because that makes my life easy too. And those AirTags, by the way, if you're going to be buying them, I always find the cheapest place to get them is at Costco or Sam's Club instead of buying them over on Amazon.com. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this. Just one thing is that when you go to the Google Play Store, you see Tracker Detect, and that's the app put out by Apple. I linked to it this past week in our free newsletter, which if you're not getting our free newsletter, sign up right now over at GetKim.com. You're enjoying 500,000 folks who get TechSmart every single day. And I mentioned this app in the newsletter. Then people were writing like, Kim Komando, why did you refer everybody to that app? It only has a 2.2 rating. Okay. Well, the reason why, dear one, is that this is the official AirTag app from Apple. Okay, that's the one. It has a crappy rating inside the Google Play Store because it doesn't do it automatically as fast as everybody wants. Okay. And that's one of the reasons why if you have an AirTag, you think that somebody's stalking you, is that you really need to have an iOS device. So I just want to pass that along that, yes, I am fully aware that the Apple app has a 2.2 rating. And yeah, because it sucks. It doesn't work as good as it should. All right. So you're on Airbnb and Vrbo. And you're like, this is great. I love it. I wonder if there are any hidden cameras here. So what do? Turn off all the room's lights and scan for small green or red LEDs. Night vision cameras will blink and shine in low light. And also check for one-way mirrors with hidden cams. You want to shine your phone's flashlight through them if you can. If one side of the mirror is brightly lit, you have a problem. Next, check the devices connected to the rental's wireless network for anything strange. And if all this is freaking you out, pick up a hidden camera detector on Amazon. They're about $50. You also want to scan the highest channels on the cable, too. Sometimes you can find cameras there. Oof, I know. Hey, listen, don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter. You're just going to love it at GetKim.com. Well, wasn't that great? I know you loved it. And just a reminder, you can get my show on your local radio station or get the Kim Komando Show as a commercial-free podcast in two places. Number one, Team Apple. Sign up over at Apple Podcasts. Just search for Kim Komando Show. Now, Team Android folks, you can listen to the show as part of the Komando community. Just head to community.komando.com. Once again, that's community.komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.